that I have seen indicates that the people still want this prosecuted to an honorable end. Now, if that's going to take additional weaponry and additional troops, then that, of course, is the thing to be done. But that's a military judgment. And I don't make it because I'm not a military man.
Well, he didn't close the door on the possible use of nuclear tactical weapons.
No, I don't believe he did, as a matter of fact.
Well, would you encourage that or think that that might be necessary for us to win?
They'll have to assess what might happen as a result of the use of nuclear weapons. And I doubt very much, 12,000 miles away from the war zone, that I could give you a good answer. Westmoreland, who's in charge, could probably give you a better answer. And those who are identified with it diplomatically can give you a better answer so far as reaction from India, China, and other countries are concerned.
The President has been going at this gradually. Conceivably, this war could continue for many years. What would you say would be the President's chances of re-election in 68 if this war was still continuing?
Well, all I can say generally is that I think it would be diminished.
Senator Dirksen, would you agree with former Vice President Nixon that the U.S. should withdraw the offer for a cessation of the bombing of North Vietnam?
Let me get that straight. Withdraw the offer?
For a cessation of the bombing of North Vietnam.
Well, are you speaking now about the essence of Ambassador Goldberg's
speech? That's right.
Well, I'm not sure. There's still some imponderables there to reflect on, and I doubt whether I can give you an answer off the top of my head.
Nixon called it naive and an offer of immunity.
Well, I'm not sure that I would say the same thing.
Well, Senator Dirksen, in the few seconds that we have left, would you recommend that someone who is dissatisfied with the Johnson administration's conduct of the war or peace negotiations should vote Republican?
Well, I leave that entirely to them, because it is a free country, and let every voter articulate his feelings and convictions according to his own
life. It won't make you mad, though, if they do vote for you.
It wouldn't make me a bit angry.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry. Our time is up. Thank you, Senator Dirksen, for being here to face the nation. A concluding word in a moment.
Hi, citizens. I'm Louis Nye, a cleanup man, and I'm in no mood for remarks.